listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, before we get started, we've got a big show for you today. We're going to give you some updates on the Porsche Taycan and find out what's going on with Goldberg's Dodge, find out what's going on with the Lightning truck. But before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about Dodge. You can get Dodge Power Dollars with any new car during Dodge Summer Clearance Event. The math is simple. For every horsepower of your new car, you'll receive $10 off. So peel out in a Dodge SRT Hellcat Red Eye, and you just got $7,970 off. That's $10 per horsepower. And of course, our friends over at Continental, we love those guys. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, and not just French fries or melted crayons, things like live snakes, bizarre trinkets, stuff that makes you wonder. Well, another thing that'll make you wonder, but it's certainly in a good way, are Continental belts. I bet you didn't know that there are OE in millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. Continental has launched their aftermarket multi-V belt with this OE pedigree. It's their OE technology series of belts. These are the serpentine belts that are pretty much on every new car today. And Continental's belts are fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. Continental's OE Technology Series Multi-V belt, it's the belt with the OE pedigree. To get the full story, go to oetechnologyseries.com. All right, guys, let's get started. Hey, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the Motor Raider DeAndrea, and on the phone we got our Bill Goldberg. How are you, buddy?
Jamming, man. You know, same old Southern California. I'm hanging loose in the middle of the week. You know, hey, just kicking it, man. I got some rest. I'm back to kind of normal again. You know, and so.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Onward and upward.
That's what I was asking. It's like you finished up NCIS shooting, and now you're back. And
yeah, man, yeah, I'm almost back to normal, whatever the definition of that for me is. Yeah, sitting in the garage, getting ready to play with some toys again, have a little bit of time on my hands, and
you know, but you've got a few, you've got these things in the works. We have NCIS, which we'll find out some error dates. It usually takes a couple of months before they get that up, but we have a knife or death. Coming out season 3. Did that start? That just started, right?
Just started, man. Thursday night.
There you go. We may be, as we're recording this, we may be sort of a week ahead, but check it out Thursday's History Channel. And you should be heading out to Mark Warman soon. Get the truck. I know Rich Waitis from Magnaflow is going to go out there pretty soon and wrap up the exhaust. I talked to him on the phone. I said, well, call me when you get back because I want to take my truck down to Magnaflow to get the exhaust done. And he's like, I'm working on overhauling and then I'm going to fly and I'm going to work on Warman's truck or your truck at Warman's and I'll be back. And I said, okay, so pencil me in for
he's
that.
He's busy, dude.
He
man.
Really yeah, is. He really is.
He's
busy.
Running himself ragged, man.
I don't know. He's such a good dude and he's working on fun projects. So I can't imagine, there's much better than what he's got going on.
No doubt, man. I mean, nobody's crying for him because of the work that he's doing, but you know, it's still laborious for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the Andrew Luck deal, you know?
Yeah.
He gets paid a hell of a lot of money. He doesn't have to play a lot of games, but man, the only Andrew Luck knows how his body feels. So.
It's funny you mention that because Richard, he's done like a few surgeries and stuff, like, I don't know, shoulder surgery or something like that. And I know he's at home and he's trying to get healed up, but he's anxious to get back in because the work just piles up, whether he's in there or not. The work piles up. You know?
Well, he's so anxious that he jumped at the opportunity to go up to Warman's, you know, and finish the exhaust, you know, on that truck. And I was flabbergasted that he jumped at it because of, you know, how I thought he was feeling, but man, he's working harder than he ever has.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got all sorts of updates. We've got some car news and updates on our projects and stuff like that. But and then I'll tell you about the Rolls Royce that I'm driving, the Rolls Royce Cullinan, and I'm telling you, like, we're gonna get into it a little bit more. It is impressive. You've got a sort of you can't take the car review based on what other people would think of you if you drove it. Let's talk about the car. Let's talk about the SUV, and then we'll talk about sort of the atmosphere behind it. But before we get into that, a lot of news about the Porsche Taycan, the electric vehicle. It used to be the Mission E. And the reason why this is coming out now is because I believe the auto show, I forgot which one it is coming up in like 2 weeks, and I think it makes its official debut. So no camouflage, full interior, exterior, the whole deal. And as you would imagine, something from Porsche needs to be top-notch, it needs to be good quality, it needs to be sporty, it needs to fit within a certain price point. So there really isn't anything out there more determined to take Tesla on head-to-head than Porsche is doing. And, you know, we're going to see Audi's variant on it. And Jaguar's got their I-Pace, which I think is fantastic. I like that thing. You know, Jaguar still has a few infotainment issues that they're working on, but I drove the I-Pace and I felt like it was quick and it handled great, and the size of it is sort of a good city size, sort of SUV type size. It's in LA where the roads are like a little crappy, and you've got parking garages that go in and out of it. It's kind of the right height. Like, it's not too low, it's not too high. You don't have to lift the nose like you would in a crazy sports car. So I'm a fan of that. But so Porsche's entrance into this is interesting. So Porsche has released interior photos. If you guys haven't seen this yet, it's pretty much being posted up everywhere. It is a futuristic play on what Porsche is doing. You're going to see sort of a traditional Porsche steering wheel that's in their modern vehicles. But now full digital dash, the gauge cluster is all digital. You know, you don't really need a tachometer, so they've got like power meters and things like that. I want to say that the screen is a 16.8 inch screen. You can configure it all sorts of ways. That's becoming more and more commonplace now with the full screens. There's basically like four main layouts. There's a classic mode, and you can switch between map modes and things like that. So it's kind of interesting, but then across the dash is sort of a black glass, if you will, all the way across. I think Mercedes is doing something a little bit similar to that. And now you can access all sorts of data from your infotainment system and CarPlay and things like that across the dash. So I don't know. Have you seen some of the pictures? It looks interesting.
Saw the pictures, obviously reminiscent of Porsche. You know, they kept their legacy throughout. As futuristic as you can imagine. To me, I'm more concerned with the exterior of the car and how much it likened to the original rendering as opposed to the photos that I've seen of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not nearly as sporty as the renderings and the first edition kind of clay model of this vehicle that was making its rounds that got me so excited. I'm kind of blah on it now, but you know, the interior photos surely, strike a chord, and it's definitely a step above anything that I've seen that's out there.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on this. I'm curious to see how the exterior actually pans out. Now, we saw the Mission E at Monterey a year ago. Porsche was doing sort of a sort of an exterior demo on the vehicle and talking about some of the body and some of the aero and all the electric technology. And like, it charges really fast with a certain kind of charger, but you're like, okay, we can get into all the charging stuff at another time. And maybe we want to do this with Alistair from Edmunds, because those guys are deep into that kind of stuff. But you're like, oh, with the supercharger that you can get from them, it'll charge the car in, I don't know, 80 minutes. Like, yeah, but what sort of power infrastructure do you need at your house to make that happen,
exactly.
Right? You know, like, you're not just going to plug this thing into a couple outlets in your wall and do it. And by the way, I don't think the 220 does it either. I think you need more of an infrastructure to do it. So, I like the idea of what they're doing with it, with the Porsche, you know, but I'm not buying in completely into this whole, it's super fast charging. I just don't know we have the infrastructure to make that happen yet. But
I'll tell you what, Chris, I'd be really interested to hear the audio of the first time we got laid eyes on some renderings.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the audio that we're laying down right now, you know, because of the enthusiasm with this car coming out has sure waned, you know, on my side of the block for sure.
It has, because now it's becoming real, and as it becomes real, the vehicle has to fall into a more realistic world. You know, you see.
I'm tired of this sequence too. Right? Doesn't this happen like 90% of the time?
Oh yeah. Look, we were just at the concept lawn at Pebble Beach, and you look at these cars, and you're like, oh, look how thin the seat is, but it looks comfortable, and it's like floating in the car, and there's no gauges, and the steering wheel is like barely held on, and there's no side mirrors, and everything's cameras, and you're like, oh, that seems cool. That's a great idea. And then the car company's like, oh yeah, like we're all in on like the rear view cameras instead of side mirrors, but all the governments around the world, they're like, they're way behind. They're never going to allow us to do cameras instead of mirrors. They're so antiquated.
That was just to catch your eye.
Yeah. And they're like, but I go, so are you doing this to prove a technology, or are you proving this to keep telling the governing sanctioning bodies going, hey man, we can make this work. We've done this now. We can make this work. We've done 10 concept cars over 9 years with cameras. How about you guys green light this thing? Which is, I don't know. I guess on some level, it's kind of getting there. I was just driving, oddly enough, a Toyota RAV4 hybrid. I'm actually going to get one. So our friend David Jusko works for Toyota, and he said, you should take a look at this thing, because I was looking for a vehicle for my mom. And, you know, my mom will get a vehicle, keep it for 10 years. So I need to get something that's good warranty and reliable, pretty good quality. And she wanted a little SUV. I ordered up a RAV4 hybrid with all the options and whatnot. And, of course, I'll end up paying for it. And
you're a good son.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're supposed to be.
And I got the hybrid for two reasons. One, I don't want to pay for the gas, and this is more efficient. And two, the hybrid actually has a better powertrain warranty, and she will keep the vehicle for a long time. But one of the things in there that I thought was interesting was there's a rear view mirror. And in one mode, it's just like you'd expect. It's a piece of glass. It's a mirror glass. But you realize the rear view mirrors in cars, you can see like the rear seats, or if you have a big SUV, you see a couple rows of seats or your stack of gear in the back or whatever. And then you got to see out the back window. Bill, you know, in driving, you know, a truck or an Escalade or Wanda's like F-350, you're going to see a bunch of truck or a bunch of stuff in the bed of the truck before you see the cars behind you. So this rear view mirror has that mode, but also it has a rear camera. And when you just flip the switch, the entire rear view mirror switches to a high definition, full color a video monitor, basically. And you realize when you look at it, because the camera's placed in the back of the vehicle, you get sort of a wide angle view of the rear of you know, traffic behind you, but no rear seats and all that stuff. So if you loaded up your pickup truck or something with stuff, you wouldn't see it because the camera – anyway, the RAV4 has it, and the way it full – the image goes full screen in the mirror. So when you first get in it, you're like, wow, this mirror looks really good. How did the image come out so clear? And then you realize, oh, it's a camera. And then the other thing I noticed was a lot of the SUVs have like all tinted windows in the back, like right from the factory. So your normal mirror is darker. But when you switch it into camera mode, it was fantastic. So I saw that. I made sure that was in the RAV4 for my mom. I thought it was a great feature, and it's very
easy.
Sounds
like that's why you bought it.
It is. I tell you, here's a funny story: is I liked that camera deal with the rearview mirror so much. This isn't when you put it in reverse; it goes on. You can leave it on. It's the full rearview mirror. Like once you just sort of get used to the fact, like a lot of these cars have the heads up display and it seems a little off putting at first, but I've been driving so many different press cars that you use the heads up display. You kind of look right through it and you kind of glance at it, almost like bifocals. And this rear view mirror takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's fine. I liked it so much. I did some research into who has the patent on it. And I found this guy, I think his name was Eric, had the patent. He works at a company. He works at a big public like technology manufacturer called Gentex. And they're like a tier one supplier to all the automotive companies. I reached out to Gentex and I said, I love this mirror idea. I want to get one. How do I do it? And I want to put one in my Ford Lightning. And and after a couple rounds of emails, I got a hold of somebody. And they're like, sure, that sounds good to us. So they are looking into which camera to use because I don't think they've done a pickup truck yet. And they're getting back to me on that. And I'm putting that thing in the truck.
This is going to be a groundbreaking vehicle. You never knew the attention that you were going to get once you got this vehicle.
No. It's going to be fun. Yeah, and we're going to get into that a little bit more because as these projects go, you know this as well as anybody. It's starting to snowball already, and things are happening. And I'm picking up the truck on Thursday. And then I'm out of town for 2 days, and on Tuesday it goes back to another shop, and I'll get into that a little bit more. But anyway, I think the technology we're starting to see in these modern day cars, like the Taycan, is going to be interesting. But these guys are getting away with this rear view camera type of mirror, maybe because you can turn it on and off. Maybe that's how they're selling it. But I'm all for side mirrors. Get the side mirrors that are cameras now. Take the side mirrors off the cars. They all look stupid anyway. And let us get used to this camera technology. Besides, everything has like anti-lane departure, like warning systems, and steers the vehicle, brakes the vehicle for you.
Gives you a massage in your legs.
Oh, especially if you're driving the Rolls Royce, buddy. I was getting a massage, getting cooled seats. I was backing up, and somebody kept walking behind me, and the truck kept hitting the brakes for me. It's just like it's like I couldn't hit something if I wanted to with this thing. I mean,
I
maybe that's a little extreme.
These functions, man. The best button they have in the vehicles now is the one that turns those off.
Some of them, yeah. The off button seems to be the most exciting, sort of the most exciting version of it.
So tell us about the Rolls, man.
Okay, I will. First, Geico instead. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can add that to the list. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. You just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Check out geico.com. Okay, so Rolls-Royce. little backstory on this real quick was a few years ago, going to Monterey, Rolls-Royce offered up to Adam and I a Rolls-Royce Ghost for our road trip. And like a lot of you, Adam's thought was, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a Rolls-Royce guy. I'm not sure it's got the image that I want to project. And I said, yeah, but it's a press car. We've got a road trip, so let's give it a try. And he said, all right, let's do it. We drove this thing, and Chris actually was with us. We drove this to Monterey, drove it back, and we got home, and Adam goes, oh, I get it now. I get it. The Rolls-Royce is the best driving, smoothest vehicle you can get out there. They have what
please
they love
tell
to call.
Me, please tell me he made you drive and wear a chauffeur's outfit.
I was going to make him sit in the back, but Chris and Adam's son, Sonny, were in the back the whole time. And by the way, you roll up to those events up in Monterey, which seems more appropriate. And there's a dirt field full of Ferraris and Audis. But when you roll up in the Rolls Royce, they're like, no, you can park up front. It's just a different world with that car. And don't think Rolls Royce is you know, all the music videos and whatnot that you kind of see them rolling around in. Like, the Rolls Royce is, you know what it is? It's a treat that let's say an older couple have been working their whole lives, have been successful, and maybe they're in their late 60s or even early 70s, and purchasing the Rolls Royce is a treat and almost like a vacation. Like, you get to go in, like building a new house or getting a beach house or you know, because some of these are almost as much as a beach house, but you go in, and all these cars are bespoke. You can get anything you want in them. You know, this SUV has, you know, the two seats in the front. It has the rear seat, which is sort of a rear bench seat, so you can fit three people. But hey, you want two captain's chairs with heated and cooling and massaging? No problem. They'll do it. It's got really nice wood on the interior, but you don't want wood. You want something else. You want, I don't know, you want marble, you want pearl, you want carbon fiber. They'll do it for you. That's the whole point. Is Rolls-Royce is sort of for lack of a better term, it's a bespoke production car. So we have one, the Rolls-Royce Cullinan SUV that we're driving now. It's a press car, but it will be sold or maybe even changed before a customer gets it, because they don't have a lot of these press cars. When you go to the dealer, you don't really see a lot of these things, and there's 10 of them, and you pick the one you want, you drive home. No, it's all about the order process and getting the updates on when it's going to be done, and picking the materials and feeling the different leathers and the plush carpets and all that stuff. And then when you get your vehicle, it's like, hey, you know, what is this nice retired couple do, or what's this hardworking older couple doing? You know, a date night or a fun night they go out. Well, they get invited to these Rolls-Royce events and come in and meet other people. And by the way, I bet it is an amazing networking event, because a whole bunch of super successful people in a room sipping expensive cocktails and eating nice food and going, hey, what do you do? I like your Rolls Royce, but also, like, what do you do? And somebody's like, I run an airline. I run a bank. And I bet it's like, it's getting a membership to a super exclusive club. So that's sort of the Rolls Royce lifestyle, if you will. But let me tell you about the vehicle. The Rolls-Royce Cullinan, let's just get this out of the way, has a base price of $325,000. It is not for the faint of heart. The one that I'm driving, as equipped with some very lovely things, comes in at a few pennies under $410,000. And if you look at the options list, it is quite interesting. The sound system, whatever the sound system upgrade is, I assume the base model comes with a sound system. This upgrade is about $10,000. The clock on the dash which is gorgeous, is $6,800. And the super plush floor mats, the wool or whatever it is, the something, I don't remember what it is. I don't have the notes in front of me, but I don't have the Monroney in front of me. But the floor mats are a $1,500 option. It has the rear infotainment screen. It has the picnic tables in the back seats and a full touch screen, and it is gorgeous. All the doors are full power. When you get out of the vehicle, you hit a button, the door closes by itself. When you get in the vehicle, you hit a button on the dash, the door closes by itself. You open the doors in the back, and very traditional to Rolls-Royce, there is a umbrella in the door. You hit the button, it pops out, you slide it out. Also, being very British, rains a lot. But I'll tell you this about the Rolls-Royce, and I've said this before. It is the smoothest, nicest driving vehicle you can get. Rolls-Royce calls it their magic carpet ride, using airbags and I'm sure a bunch of other technology. It is fantastic. And the guys over there were so smart. If I remember this correctly, when BMW like sort of retired, I think it was the BMW Williams F1 team, they took a bunch of those engineers and move them over to Rolls-Royce. Obviously, you don't want to fire them, like them. They were working hard and said, you guys can do stuff at Rolls-Royce. So using cameras on the vehicle and using GPS, and the GPS pulls the maps and it reads the terrain. It gets the topography of the terrain and with the use of cameras. And the Rolls-Royce will adjust the suspension on the fly as it sees the road ahead of you and will adjust the transmission to make it as smooth as possible. So if it sees a dip in the road or a hill coming up in front of you, it prepares ahead of time and makes it the nicest, smoothest ride you can get. So
well, it should, shouldn't it?
Oh, my God. And they do it. Like, they get it down. The SUV is big. I want to say 213 inches or so. The new Ford Explorer is 200 inches. I want to say a Navigator is probably about that 210 to 215 range. So it fits in that range, but it is two rows. Tons of legroom in the back. Like I said, you can get massaging seats, heated seats, cooled seats, pretty much anything you want in there. Now, the power plant is big. It is a V12 twin turbo, I don't have the full specs in front of me, but something like 570 something horsepower and 600 plus pound feet of torque. And I don't know how to explain it. Like, it is so smooth, so linear, and so quiet. You feel like you're driving an electric car. You roll into the throttle, it's smooth and it doesn't make a noise, and you think you're driving an electric car. And if you really just mash down onto it and get it into the high RPMs, you can start to hear the engine and a little bit of a noise to it. But this thing is the smoothest running thing out there. I don't know how they're getting it done. Like, we know that, like, BMW's straight six is a very smooth running engine, but this 12 is fantastic, and it's a BMW sourced engine. So BMW owns Rolls Royce. The cars are built. Actually, Bill, I'm sure you've seen it. The Rolls Royce factory is right outside of like in Chichester, where the Goodwood Festival of Speed is in the Revival.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard about of its whereabouts out there.
Yeah, if you go to Revival, not Hill Climb, but if you go to Revival, yeah, getting in and out of that track, you see the Rolls-Royce factory right there the whole time.
Oh, jeez.
And so it's BMW owned, and the engines come from them. Everything else is pretty much Rolls-Royce. I keep trying to tell them, like, hey, we want to come out to Revival. Can we tour the factory? But we haven't been to Revival back there in a little bit. But anyway, it's gorgeous. You should drive one. Everyone should get a chance to drive one. Everyone should get a chance to drive in one. I don't know. Like, I feel like Maybe like the Wynn Hotel.
At least get a chance to see one.
Yeah, like look, if you get to an auto show and you get to get up on one, get up on one. Like, put your hand in those carpets, and you're going to be like, these carpets are 2 inches thick, and they're the most comfortable thing ever. You kind of want to just curl up on them. And
it's cool. It's cool to see that there's still an automaker out there that is far and away, you know, in a class of opulence that is above everyone else and has been there for so long, and with the test of time can still be there years later.
You're right. And you're right. The legacy is, I don't know, maybe 100 years old, I'm guessing, on something like Rolls-Royce. I think Bentley just celebrated 100 years. Rolls-Royce has got to be up there. And why is it expensive? Because it's completely bespoke. It's made to order. And this company needs to survive on selling a few hundred vehicles a year. I don't know, maybe 300 vehicles a year across their lineup. Like I said, you're really kind of buying a membership to this exclusive club. And what does that mean? Like, how do you comprehend that? How do us normal people comprehend that? Well, people pay a lot of money to be a part of, like, some exclusive gym club or social club or golf course, right? Like, what do some of these golf memberships cost? $50,000, $100,000?
Yeah, a year? We'll keep going.
Right? Like, I feel like Your brother's a big golfer. Don't you have a...
Hell no.
No?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, we go out there just to have a different setting to drink beers.
And I know you guys do a lot of charity events and things like that. I think Adam's done one too. And then
I do a bunch. Hey, last year I may have played golf four times and they were in four charity tournaments.
Of course, they
and
were.
I'm more than happy to emasculate myself for money for kids and the underprivileged for sure. But, for the most part, no.
Right. But I don't know. Like, some of these memberships got to be $100,000 a year or more. And that doesn't mean you play free. You still go and pay to play. This is just the base membership cost. So anyway, that's kind of the world.
I don't know. I don't think you have to pay, per round. There are certain additions you have to pay for, but certain types of member, full transparency, there was a golf course behind my house here in Southern California where they had a membership that came with the house. I had it for a little while. And, it was around $25,000 a year. So it wasn't anything ridiculous. But, hey, man, they're upwards of $250,000. I can imagine even more at a number of places.
Yeah, they've got to be. But anyway, that sort of defines what this is. But anyway, it's a fantastic vehicle. It's wonderful to drive. It's going back today when I leave here, and I will be sad about it. But I'm going to go pick up my truck, which I'll tell you guys, give you a little update on that. First, I want to tell you guys about our friends at Brembo again. You've heard us talk about these guys. We've done a bunch of stuff with them. I got the Brembos on my M3, and we got them over on some of the race cars. We custom make some of the kits for the race cars using parts from Brembo. We work with their engineers to make that happen. So these guys make the best stuff for sure. 60-0 is the number that they want you to know about. It's that braking number. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Brembo, the world leader in braking systems, has now made replacing the brakes on your everyday vehicle even easier. For domestic, Asian, and European models, from subcompact cars to full-size pickups, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent brake components. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, go to BrembostoreUSA.com now to get the brakes, which have been the choice of champions for over 50 years. I was hanging out with a friend this weekend and talking about her Infiniti, her G35, and she's like, I got to get the brakes done. And I said, go to BrembostoreUSA.com. Use the code CARCAST10 to get 10% off. She said, I don't have Brembos on my car. I said, that's the beauty of this. You don't need Brembos on your car. They have the rotors and brake pads for it. This is a true story. It sounds like it's now it's still part of the ad. This is a true story. I was like, you don't need it. We fired up the website, went to BremboStoreUSA.com, found the brake pads for her Infiniti, and ordered the rotors and ordered the brakes, the brake pads. And then she said, where else can we get them? And I said, here's the thing is you don't know if you're going to get the genuine stuff. You got to go to the authorized Brembo dealer. And the best place to do that is this store. And because we have 10% off, use CarCast10, you save on your purchase and you know you're getting the good stuff. So that's what we did. Went to BremboStoreUSA.com, use CarCast10 for the promo. So,
you know, I got to say, I'm so honored to be doing this podcast with you because you're such a professional. You can so easily and seamlessly integrate a story into an ad to make it sound as if you hadn't planned that all along.
It's a true story. Like, it just happened like 2 days ago. It was a true story. And I was excited about it. I was like, you need brakes for your car. I know where to go. Let's do this. Let's go online. Let's shop. I was like, you use my coupon code. I couldn't have been more excited. So.
You snapped into Captain Brembo there.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to do that. Oh, I we're going to get into that more later because I'm going to design a brake system for my truck because you can't get it, and we're going to have to use some Brembo pieces. I'm going to have to build something from scratch.
Well, after you saw that video I sent you, I'm going to need Brembo to up their game on my Challenger.
Are you going to tell us about that? Are you going to post that? Keep in mind that as everybody is listening to this, we're in the studio a week early, so by time
they're going to see it on my Instagram. All right. They will have seen it on my Instagram, but
follow Goldberg's Garage on Instagram, and of course Goldberg95, and he's got a little video. It's a little bit of update on one of his vehicles, and turn up the volume, and it's gonna be fun. Check that out.
That sound isn't fun. That sound is terrifying.
It's all you, brother. I'm not driving it.
I cannot wait to get that car.
Yeah, it's gonna be fantastic. But that's all you. That thing's gonna be scary. It's gonna be scary fun. Yeah. And by the way, the vehicle we're talking about is the lesser horsepower one of the vehicles that you're building.
I tell you what, it comes with a year's subscription or a year's supply of Depend.
It's going to need them. Oh my gosh, it's going to need them. Yeah, you're going to need you guys are going to be excited to check that out. So follow Goldberg 95 and Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. You'll see the videos up there and probably more updates by the time you hear this. So the guys at Banks over at Gale Banks Engineering, they said they're pretty much done with the truck. They put the I-dash gauges in there. They're doing all the data logging. I'm going to go over there this week. And we're going to run it on the dyno, get some baseline testing, and then we start building from there. Then in a couple of days, I'm just going to bring the truck back. I'm going to drive it for a day or two. And then it's going over to our friends over at Galpin Autosport. You guys have heard of Gas before, and you've seen them on TV. And they're a local dealer here, the big four dealer out here. Number one dealer in the world, I believe, for, I don't know, 27 years in a row, 28 years in a row. God bless them. They know how to sell cars. But Galpin Autosport is their aftermarket shop. They do everything you can imagine over there on any kind of make and model, by the way. You want to bring your Camaro in there, they do work on it and all kinds of stuff. So I hit them up and I said, guys, I've got this project. I got to get the suspension installed, and I got some steering components installed, and I need some custom work. And they said they're going to take care of all of it. So I'm going in there. I'm going to meet with them. We're going to get the truck lowered, get the stance right, and do a quick ratio steering box. And hopefully that's going to make a huge difference with how this thing performs. And that's before we get into the motor. So that's going to be pretty exciting as well.
That's great stuff, man. I mean, it's the domino effect. Did you knew it was going to happen?
Yeah, it's good. I'm curious to get over to Banks as well, because I don't know if they ended up doing an intercooler or they did some R&D on an intercooler. We're going to do it later, but they had some ideas. So they said, hey, we've got an intercooler where they've been developing, I think, for a Jeep. If you want to add a supercharger or a turbo to a Jeep, they developed an intercooler to make that happen. And I don't know if it's air-to-air or air-to-water. I really don't know anything about it. They were going to do some testing, and I'm not sure where they, how far they got, but I'm going to find out real soon. And on the next episode, we'll give you guys an update. First, let me tell you guys a little bit about Dodge. We love our friends at Dodge. Summertime is the best time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because Dodge Power Dollars means you get a guaranteed discount. The math is simple. You get $10 off based on the total horsepower of your new vehicle. That's $10 off. So if you go and get yourself a Hellcat Red Eye with 797 horsepower, you get $7,970 off. So go to the Dodge Summer Clear Events and now hit up one of your dealers and get that discount.
And speaking of Dodge, you know, we keep talking about these updates.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw it out there again. The guys at Gearhead Fabrications down in Florida, they're the ones that are doing all these Dodge transformations. I think they're doing most all of the motors for the Speedcore guys too. So we all know the past performance of the motors they have in their vehicles. So it's an interesting business they run down there in Florida. And man, they pump out some seriously fast cars.
Oh yeah.
You know, I got a time slip from Mark Carlisle.
Yeah. The drag
Carlisle racing
guy.
Racing in his Red Eye, he ran a 9.2.
Wow.
So man,
that's
you guys fantastic. Are flying in those cars.
It's good. I like that their partnership with Speedcore. I know Speedcore develops a lot of the parts and those guys get it all kind of dialed in and work on the big power, the big engines for those things. It's good. I'm excited to see those updates, man. Get some more videos, get some more pictures, follow us on social media, get them all up there. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Man, it goes quickly. But we will give you some more updates next week. Hopefully, on the next episode, we'll have updates on your cars, at least the Challenger. And I'll have dyno results and other results for the Lightning as well, and possibly some SEMA announcements. We'll try.
Yeah,
that as well.
Baby.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we appreciate your reviews and 5-star ratings on iTunes and telling a friend and tweeting about the shows. We appreciate all that. You can go to carcastshow.com. We post some pictures and stuff up there. But really, all the good stuff is on our social media. You can go to @Motorator, and you can go to Goldberg95 and Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. That's where all the good car content is. All right, guys, thank you so much. We're going to hand over the studio to the next guys. And until next time, keep the air and the spare in the bag and the wheel.
Be safe. Stop a railroad truck.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carcast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on carcastshow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.